at times reluctant and undesired, I feel that I can carry a conversation with anyone, while also possessing the ability to recognize if someone's even in the mood to have a chat. But one of the hardest conversations to have is with someone who has no sense of humor. Oh, it's the worst. You guys know the type, the ones too serious to laugh. I avoid these folks like the plague. Laughter is good for the soul, and if you know anything about me, I have no problem letting it out. And everything is subjective, and believe it or not, most of the humor I consume comes from horror. Horror and comedy have always had a symbiotic relationship, peanut butter and jelly. On today's episode, we have picked a movie that has perfectly blended the two genres, the 1985 cult classic, Clue, the only flick that I can think of based on a child's board game. This is an absolute favorite of ours, so we're going to do our best to get to the bottom of whodunit. Without any further introduction, here is our take on Clue.
Boom. Welcome to the Sloppy Horror Podcast. I'm your host and your scary movie companion, Mr. Christian Ramey. And back again for another week. Clapping the cheeks. That's the way he likes to do that. So he's here too. Ozark Mark.
I'm just kidding, man. You know I'm in a good mood. You know I don't talk like that. You know I'm not fucking... I just can't be like that. I'm sorry. I'm only one kind of way. It seems to be caffeinated, but I'm this way in general. All right? Caffeinated, uncaffeinated. Ask my friends, okay? And what's the fun part about this show is you individuals get this unique side, all right? Because if you ask me questions in public, I might look weird, you know? I might get scared. I might get frightened. You might frighten me. But to my friends, I'm an annoyance that keeps going back and back and back. See Mark's face down there? You see? He doesn't have a clue.
Ho, ho, ho.
See what I did there? See what I did there? Yeah,
you are. Hold on, wait. I'm not done laughing. Hold on. That was hilarious. Excellent. Nicely done. Hello, boys and girls. Welcome back to another fine episode of Hardcore Entertainment.
Yeah. I went somewhere.
Going
for a
right
second.
Up. Going right up back in your asshole. That is the Sloppy Horror Podcast, of course. And, you know, we're here. And we got a fun one. We got a fucking fun one today. A fun one. What?
Are you fucking with me?
Do I interrupt you when you're doing something?
No, because this
is. So why do you interrupt me when I'm doing something?
Because I think you're fucking with me, dude. I think you're fucking with me because we can't go any further without telling people you picked this movie.
That's right, I did.
You picked this movie.
That's right, I did.
Okay, let's just start with, because this is an interrogation. Why did you pick this movie?
Why? Ah, shit. Why did I pick this movie? I picked this movie because, first of all, if you recall,
yeah,
we're in the rehab season. We need to be rehabilitated. Yes. We're all spooked out from the fucking Halloween. So we need fun movies. We need some little creepy movies to get us back into the spooky fucking 24-hour, 7 days a week, 365 days a year fucking mood here. Mm-hmm. And what better way to do it with everybody's favorite childhood fucking game that probably got you into murder and all that stuff at a young age? That was the game Clue. We're talking about Clue. And not to mention, this movie is creepy. There's meta.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also comedy. And not to mention, we got the Stephen Curry himself. Tim Curry.
Mr. Tim Curry.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What I call him? I call him Stephon.
Steph Curry.
Yeah, I know.
Well, Steph Curry is not in this movie, but Tim Curry is.
That's what... I know it's Tim Curry. I'm so used to saying Stephon. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know what I meant. Tim Curry, obviously. Everybody knows who Tim Curry is. He's the fucking legend. Horror legend. Okay. Horror fucking legend.
Okay, so you're tipping the... That's it? That's it? This is that bullshit I'm talking about. You know who you are. You're like my... I got two different kids, okay? And I'm going to make a perfect example. You're not a kid. You're an adult. But I'm saying just as far as personalities, okay? My oldest studies really hard, makes really good grades, but studies for everything, drives herself crazy, you know, like reading a book with her flashlight type shit, trying to make sure she passes her test, going crazy. My son, he doesn't study for anything, just like, huh, like Spicoli all the time. And he passes all his tests and he gets A's and he's just like, I don't know, man. It just works out for him. And you just bring in these movies. Last week you brought in Young Frankenstein. You're just like, oh yeah. A movie that was a love letter to the classic Universal monsters. Like very much on par, beat for beat, perfect what Frankenstein was. This week's movie, just like, oh yeah, I like this movie. It's good and kind of creepy. You're not going to mention that this is like this was made by John Landis. He didn't direct it, but he wrote it essentially. This is his idea. And he put it in motion and he left it to somebody else so that he can go do another movie. But yeah, American Werewolf in London, John Landis. And not that like this is like one of the only movies that Deborah Hill, like John Carpenter, Deborah Hill Productions, she produced this movie, horror legend. Like, one of the few movies that a horror legend just stepped out and, like, made. And then we did mention Tim Curry. So that's on par. But this is like a caviar, if you will, of, like, horror. Like, people like that were involved with horror that were involved with this. It is... it's a very good pick, man. This is like a very aged wine or like a very aged bourbon you pulled out here. The movie alone, like I'm saying, the hands that created it. It's just so I didn't know if you like there was further back, you know, insight that you were looking in and you're like, yeah, I'm gonna pick this and try to like and just play it off like, oh yeah, I picked it. No, but you did. You just walked into class without studying. You pass with an A. You bring a movie that's just like casually like a fucking...
It's just, hey, things just work out for me, all right?
Hey, is 1947 a good year? Like, what the fuck, dude? Like, that's like $1 million bottle.
Fuck you, dude. I know shit, all right? I didn't know all that, but I know what the fuck... Look, just if you need me to get the job done, I'll do the fucking job done, and that's what I fucking did.
You play it off as, like, the casual horror fan, but you bring such goods.
I got good taste. I'm not very educated in the fucking matter, but I got good fucking taste. I know what good is, motherfucker. I know that.
It is great.
Okay.
It is great.
You're welcome.
You bring.
You need any more picks, you come my way.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't care what's in the wine. You just know it tastes good. You
exactly.
It. It's just delicious.
I don't need to know the ingredients. I just know it tastes good.
This is good stuff.
All right.
Dude, once again, another movie full of laughter. Another movie full of laughter coming out in December of 85, mind you. Now, I need to look out the exact release date, and we need to see when is this episode coming out. You know, like the exact date, because we're, you know, we got to do some numbers here, and I'm not always great, you know, with numbers.
This was
dude, all right.
This episode will come out on December 11th.
Dude, it came out on the 13th, and you didn't plan this at all.
No, I didn't. I swear to God, I didn't.
Fuck you, dude. For just, here you go, bro. Oh, this is in season? I didn't know.
Just works out, man. You know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? But
batting 1,000, dude.
Dude, this
batting
is...
Batting 1,000.
For real. But this, you know what? I can't think of another... movie off the top of my head, at least, well, maybe you can, that was based on a board game.
I can't either, dude.
Or that was successful. Like, I don't know if there's any other movies that are based on a board game. Mm-mm. But I know there's other movies based on video games.
That's different.
Yeah, right. But they're still games. But the video movies based on video games never are successful. Ever. I can't think of one that it was.
No.
Except for maybe Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, and we're going to put successful in quotations there because, like, it became like a cult classic in a way, but, like, if we just, like, analyzed it, just kind of like how certain horror films are, you know, not necessarily great to us, but not necessarily great in the sense of films.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I can't think of any other board games.
No.
What the fuck was the witch board? That was
a Ouija board?
No, witch board. There was Ouija board ones, but that's kind of different too, because right, like that's
yeah. But like this is like tit for tat, based on the board game. Like you have, for instance, you have all the rooms in the movie that are in the board game. You got the attic, the library, the study, the kitchen, the ballroom, all kinds of that. They get you. You got the secret passageways in there that I can remember. They show the rope, the lead pipe, the wrench, the revolver, the candlestick. They bring all that out. They put all their aliases. They got Miss Scarlet, Mrs. White, Miss Peacock, Colonel Mustard, Mr. Green, Professor Plum.
They got all the cast in there.
They got them all in there.
And then we're just going to, like, we can't leave out that we do have a Christopher Lloyd. Christopher Lloyd is Professor Plum. Like, just, and this is the same year he did Back to the Future.
Uh-huh. And I remember watching this as a kid.
It came out the year after.
Yeah, I remember watching this as a kid and not even realizing it, that he was in it.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Like,
it is.
He does camouflage himself well, but I love, too, that there's just, like, alternate endings to this movie, and it just adds some spice, and originally, when it came out in theaters, they, like, aired different, they had different releases everywhere, so, like, people saw different things, but then, as years gone on, they kind of compiled them, and depends what movie you watch, sometimes they compile them all, so it's strange in that matter. It's kind of like the Exorcist Spiderwalk scene, like, where this movie has kind of been put in a way where all the endings are in the movie, and then sometimes you only find one, and you're like, what the fuck? So
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of interesting.
But I did like the alternate endings that they did.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah. I think the one that makes the most sense is that, like, everybody did it. Like, that.
Yeah, the last one. They're like, yeah, this is what really happened now.
Yeah. Yeah. Because if you were just left with one, you'd be like, ah. But that's cool because it's like a game. Or you remember those old, like, Goosebump books, Mark, where it was like, it's like you get to page 12 and it's like, if you want to fight the dragon, you know, go to page 30. If you want to go across the bridge of fire, go to page 28. Like, you know, like it gave you, you chose your own ending.
Mm-hmm.
Those kind of books. And that was, you don't, like, have that in movies, really. And this is also what's considered to be a cult classic because it wasn't really critically acclaimed. Critics didn't like it at first.
I remember
nuts at box office.
I remember being a lot younger and this always being on like Comedy Central or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something like that, just like TV movies.
I remember even like public TV, it was on like, you know, like WB and shit, you know. Mm-hmm. They would play these movies on Sunday, like Sunday matinee. But they're just so funny. Like, this Clue is so funny. Like, it's one of those. One thing that I think is lost, really, is a lot of physical comedy as things have gotten older. Like, even as. It doesn't have to be a slapstick, but watch something like Christmas Vacation. Like, I'll give you an example in Christmas Vacation. You know, when Cousin Eddie is over and he like fucks up that little figure of his, like it's like the little wooden thing when they're drinking eggnog, and Chevy Chase goes back and he's trying to fix it and he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. It's so funny him trying to fix it. It's very subtle, you don't really think about it, but just that physical comedy that you don't really see a whole lot anymore. And I really appreciated that, and you find a lot of that in this movie too. One of my favorite parts in this movie, I will say, is when he gets shot, dude gets shot, Colonel Mustard gets shot through the door, and he's just like, oh, I've been shot! Like, he just said it so subtly, but he just gets up like, oh, I've been shot. Like, hey, now, Now, this is a sexy time. This is a sexy time to ask Ozark Mark, what is your favorite part of this movie?
I'll go with, this is such a real part. I feel like it's hilarious, but it's also like everybody would be at this point in this situation. At this point, if you were in this situation, you would be at this point too. It's after the power went off for the second time, and then like three murders happened at once. And this is after two or three murders have already happened. So they get all the lights on, lights come back on, they all regroup. And they go into the billiard room, and they find the maid dead on the table, on the pool table with the rope, right? And they all just walk in there slowly, just, and they just stare at her, and they just say, fuck it. Like, they just forget. Like, they're done with the fact that, like, they're not surprised anymore because that somebody got murdered. They're just like, of course. Just walk away from it. It's such a real moment. It's just like, they just said, fuck it. Because, you know, after the first three murders, two murders happened, they all reacted like they didn't know what was going on. But once they saw that, they're like, all right.
Dude, when Mr. Green finds the cook in the closet, like in the pantry, everybody's with him. Like everyone's right there with him in the kitchen, like right behind him. And he like opens the pantry and she just like falls on him. She's dead. And he's like, oh, I didn't do it.
He's like, will somebody help me? Will somebody help me?
It's like, no shit, you didn't do it. We just saw you, stupid.
Tim Curry, though, he has some of the best lines in this movie.
He does.
Just small, subtle lines. I think it was Professor Plum was asking Tim Curry, he's like, what do you do? He's like, I'm the butler. So what does you do?
Butlery.
I butler.
Now he says, what do you do? Butlery.
Well, and it's like, all right, let's get this body into the study. Why? I'm the butler. I like to keep a tidy kitchen.
Who was he holding hands with? Miss Scarlet, when he went to run up the stairs, and then she just didn't run up with him, and she just fell into the stairs? Bro, I fucking lost it. Like,
no, when they collide upstairs, that's another funny one, too. That was a hard collision.
Yeah, dude.
But nothing cracks me up better than the whole scene where Tim Curry, he goes, all right, I'm going to tell you, I know exactly what happened, but for you to understand, we have to go through all the courses of the night. So then he's going through and reacting everything. And him just running back and forth, just Tim Curry running in general is just funny. It's just funny.
He is a funny-ass guy, man.
I don't think anybody could have played the butler better.
No.
Wouldn't have worked.
No.
He was literally the perfect person for that role.
Yeah, and furthermore, I'll say this is a perfectly cast movie. Not only do you got, you know, Christopher Lloyd, Michael McKeaton's the guy who plays Mr. Green. You remember him? He was in Spinal Tap.
Mm-hmm.
He was so funny in Spinal Tap. I fucking love that movie. Martin Mull as Colonel Mustard. He was great. You remember he was in that show in the 90s, Grace Under Fire. You remember that show?
Nope.
We used to watch it, dog.
Did we?
Yeah, dude. Don't fucking lie to me.
Oh.
Don't lie to me. Now, he wasn't in that show. What the fuck was he in? Hold on. Let me figure it out. Mr. Mom. Okay, I remember him from Mr. Mom. That was a great movie with Michael Keaton. Roseanne is what the fuck I recognized him from. He was in some episodes of Roseanne, my guy.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
That's where I was getting mixed up.
Okay.
My 90s brain was tingling. Okay. That's okay.
You know what I just realized?
What?
Is I don't remember exactly how the board game Clue is played. I know you're a certain character, and I know that there's like a little classified little folder in the middle, but I don't remember how you get the cards and what's the purpose of going to the rooms and stuff.
In a nutshell. In a nutshell.
Do not remember how the game's played.
I'm going to teach you.
Okay, are you looking
via Google.
Okay, good.
In a nutshell, each player has a turn to roll a die and move an assigned token along squares
and Jesus Christ, they worded this weird. All right. In a nutshell, each player has a turn to roll a die and move an assigned token along the squares and into rooms in the mansion. Throughout the game, players participate in sleuthing activity along the way until someone thinks they know exactly which three cards are hidden in the secret envelope.
Right, but how do you get cards? How do you get the cards to figure it out?
You pass out cards.
What?
These three cards represent the solution to the crime. The dealer places the solution cards aside, face down, making sure that no player sees their identity. Next, the dealer shuffles the cards together, 18 clue cards. So there's some dealt out, and I think you pick some up as things go.
Yeah, but how do you get the three into the classified bin?
I don't know.
That's why I don't remember how that's done.
I got the game in my closet now. Because I should have pulled it out.
I know. I got like the old one from like the 50s or whatever, but I don't remember how you put the three cards in there. Because if you pick three random cards, or maybe you sort, I think it's you sort the weapon cards, the room cards, and the player cards. Shuffle those, and I think you pick one out of each of them. And then put that in the classified bin, right? And then shuffle the rest of the cards, and you fucking deal them out, I guess. I don't know. I forget what you move around, though.
Tokens.
Tokens.
Tokens?
Yeah.
What the fuck are the tokens?
You know.
What?
Tokens.
No, I don't. I no clue what you mean.
We be token.
Okay. All right. Anyways.
So.
Anyways.
It's a fun game. All right. It's mysterious.
Mysterious. This is what got a lot of people into murder mystery as a young age.
Yeah. This game was actually made during World War II times, but they didn't have enough money to make it.
Mm.
Yeah. So, took a couple years, and I think came out in like 46. Pretty interesting. People was about the murder mystery way back when.
Yep, that's what got everybody started.
You know, it was really fucking scary murder mystery stuff.
What?
In the 90s, the unsolved mysteries, Robert Stack.
Forensic Files were worse.
No, I'm saying in the 90s, you remember Robert Stack's voice?
Yeah.
You can solve this crime of this man who goes to get people who take their trash out to the dumpster. And you're like, holy fuck, dude.
I'd look to my grandma like, Grandma, this is real.
I'm going to say Unsolved Mysteries is dope, though. They did reamp it on Netflix, I believe.
Do you remember America's Most Wanted?
Yeah.
It made you feel like these people were still out here. I mean, they were, but that was scary as a kid. That's
the whole point of it. What do you mean? They are still out there.
I know, but it's, you know, a 5, 6, 7-year-old. You're like,
as a law-abiding citizen.
Yeah, I'm Batman.
I'm scared.
I'm Batman now.
I'm scared to go outside.
This is your job to catch them, not me. I just want to watch TV. Now I'm scared on a Friday. You know. And then, you know, Tales from the Crypt and all kinds of stuff would come on, and I'd get scared. And I liked it. I liked it. There was Mad TV usually in between there, so that there was some laughs. Maybe it was a Saturday night.
Yeah.
My brain, it's fuzzy, you know, just like the old TV stations. But what are you going to do? Now, the fun part about Clue, not only did they stay true, like you say, with all the weapons and all the characters, this set, this house... Gorgeous, dude. Beautiful. Looks amazing. Like, so cool. It looks just like you think the game would look. Like, since this movie came out before my birth, anytime I played the game of Clue, this is where I imagine the setting is. Now, that's something interesting for us. Now, for people that were born before the movie... and saw the movie after playing the game for some time. I'm curious to hear their results, but we played this as kids, but this movie already existed, and it made me laugh. So this is what I think of. This is the world it is.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
I want a party in that house, man. I'd let Tim Curry be the butler.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man.
Bring that maid, too. I mean, not her now, but, you know, back her when she was then.
Yeah, I just want to know which...
What's your favorite Tim Curry role?
Dude, I don't know. I don't know. Probably Pennywise, I guess.
Pennywise is pretty good.
Pennywise, I mean, there's so many.
Thought you were going to go Ferngully.
There's so many. How can you pick? I'll tell you what, you give me a top five.
Home Alone 2, Scary Movie 2, Rocky Horror Picture Show, Pennywise the Clown, he was the devil and legend. So, you know, that would probably be the top five for me.
It's a solid top five.
He's just a solid actor.
Yes, he is.
And very funny.
Yeah, we didn't deserve him.
No. We didn't. And I like that he also made, like, kids' movies, too. Like, the fact that you can make, like, a Home Alone, too. He was the bad guy, but he was so funny. Like, that whole scene where, I love you. Dude, that shit kills me. You've got to do better than that. Get on your knees and tell me you love you. I love you. Bro, that shit is...
What kind of idiots do you have working at this hotel? Only the finest in New York.
Dude. Yeah, he's too much. He's so funny. And like a subtle way, too. Like if he was your friend, you would be fucking dying all day. If you were next to him, he would be cracking you up.
Oh, yeah.
One of those kind of funnies. Just a real way funny. Christopher Lloyd's funny, too, but he's a lot of physical comedy throughout this, too. He's like a pervert.
Yeah, I like how they made him a pervert.
Yeah, that's what he's into.
And they're looking at the negatives, and they're like, how could someone get in that position? He's like, oh, it's easy. I'll show you. Come here. He took every fucking chance he could to get him some strange.
He can't be mad, you know? An opportunist.
No, yeah, he takes opportunity. He's a go-getter, as they say.
He's one of them old go-getters. He goes out and gets it.
He goes and gets it, and he got it. Gets it and gets it, then he's good.
I gotta go to.
Get it, you got it good. I get it, I got it, I'm good.
I gotta go to.
What?
I gotta go to the store. You gotta go to. Mm-hmm. When you think about it, it hurts your brain.
It does. Don't say it again.
You know what they said about this movie?
What?
They had some, we'll just say some busty ladies in this movie, right? We're just gonna be fair. There's some busty ladies.
It's a fact.
They said because it was a flat board game, they wanted to make it less flat. That's what they said in an interview. Because the board game was so flat, they wanted to make
well,
up
they
for pick, it.
They picked the right thing to do.
Yeah.
It definitely blew it up a little bit, you know.
Everybody enjoys it. Men, women, babies. It's nature. What, are you going to hate on nature, dog?
I don't think so.
You can't. You can't do that.
God bless America.
Yeah, dude. And this is in the middle of the 80s. So this is when fun movies were still being made. This is...
Yeah, they don't really make fun movies like this anymore.
They don't. This is such a chance of a movie. And it was just a passion project made by a bunch of people who were... I don't want to say Hollywood elites, but people that like fucked with the genre. And they're just like, let's make this cool-ass movie. And they're like, all right, I'm down.
It's in the fun time category.
Oh, dude.
For sure. Yeah. This is great. This is a perfect rainy day, Sunday movie, if you think about it.
Honestly.
If
you're having the blues, if you're having a bad time, throw this fucker on. And I would be hard-pressed to see if you go the whole thing without chuckling. I couldn't. I just couldn't do it.
When Tim Curry, the fucking lights go out. Tim Curry's trying to find somebody. He's like, is this a door? Oh, I found another door. And the shower just drenches him. And then he's drenched throughout the rest of the movie. He had to play the rest of the movie drenched.
I like how at the end, too, like when they take away the person and Tim Curry's like, you always find your man. And he was like, Mrs. Peacock was a man? And they just start smacking the shit out of him. Like, that's over the top. Over the top, but so funny. Yeah. I don't know. And then fucking what's her name screaming all the damn time. What was her name? There's so many cast members that was it Mrs. White, the one that was screaming the whole time?
I think it was Mrs. Peacock.
Mrs. Peacock, yeah, just fucking screaming all the time. It got to a point though where it was just so funny, where she was. Mrs. White was the one that pitched her voice a lot.
Mm-hmm.
She was also very funny.
Yeah,
subtly funny.
Like when the Jehovah's Witness or whatever opens the door, and Mrs. Peacock opens the door. He's like, "Hello, would you like to talk about Jesus Christ in your life?" He's like, "What?" That's an honest reaction. Like, get the fuck out of here.
What about when the fucking telegram person showed up to the door, and it was a girl, and she was singing like, "I'm your telegram," and poof, just shoots her and just dies, on the port. Shit was so funny because you were not expecting that.
No.
Not expecting that at all. And I like, too, how they set it up at the beginning. Scary, even though there's a couple laughs, but you have a kind of would you rather, damn, why do they got these people here? What's going on? But then it just goes to oh, no. Oh no, they're not pulling any punches here. They're just here to give you a good time. But I like that the movie making ability at the beginning though. If you were to watch for the first time, you're like, wow, they set it up like a classic monster movie. When they pull up in the car and he's like, why'd the car stop? He said, it's frightened.
Yes. Let's find out some more interesting things about this movie, huh? What do you say? What do you say? What do you say? Let's do it.
All right.
Y'all, welcome to the What Do You Know here. This is the segment here where we're here to tell you
lost them.
That's good lung capacity. I could have kept going. You something that you may or may not know about this movie. Now, if this is your first time here, we're going to tell you things we know about this movie. Now, you may know what we know, you may not know what we know, but if you know what we know, you're going to have a weenogasm. If you don't know what we know, you're about to find out what we know, and then you're going to have a weenogasm too, okay? We're very educational on this fucking show. That's what we tell you, so that you know. Yes. So, why don't you tell me something that you may or may not know about this movie, Clue?
Well, I know something.
That's why I asked you to tell me.
Oh, you want me to go now? Okay.
Pay attention to what I'm saying.
I don't understand the question. Mister, I don't know what you're talking about. No, here's what's happening. So this movie set inside this movie Clue. We heard how beautiful it is. It's a great set. Well, it was a mansion inside Pasadena, California. Okay? Well, Aaron Spelling, he came and he bought this mansion, okay? Because it was used, I think it was made for Clue, or used originally for Clue, but then it was bought by Aaron Spelling and used in the famous, very famous 80s drama TV show called Dynasty. You ever hear that show?
No.
It was like a soap opera kind of thing. You know, the ladies would watch it and they would cry and there was lots of drama and stuff like that.
Is it like General Hospital?
Yeah, something like that. A lot more
All My Children?
Yeah, something. Yeah.
90210?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Something, one of those kind of shows.
Yeah,
but
it
was the first.
I'm just naming off shows my grandma used to watch. She used to call them her stories.
Yeah, yeah, my grandma had stories too. The Days of Our Lives.
That's another one.
Yeah.
Forgot about that one. Yeah.
She'd smoke cigarettes and watch it.
Yeah.
But, I'd watch with her. I wouldn't smoke cigarettes yet.
I wouldn't watch those shows. Those shows are horrible.
They're very bad.
I was more of a Price is Right kind of guy.
Oh, anyway, yeah, that's fun.
It was fun.
Now, what do you know about this movie?
I know something. Now, this is something that you may
or may not have noticed, but this is only something that you could notice if you're an OG and you played the fucking game. The game. Clue. Now.
I don't play games.
If you noticed, each one of the characters, when they first pull up, when they're coming to the house, did you happen to notice what they were driving? Maybe not the model, because you might not be familiar with 1950s cars. But you did notice that every character was driving a car the same color as the game piece in the board game. Mr. Green's car, it was green. Colonel Mustard was yellow. Okay. Mrs. White was black and white. Miss Scarlet was purple. No, she Mr. Plum. Red. She was, yeah, Miss Scarlet's red. Professor Plum, purple.
He's a purple guy.
Mrs. Peacock, blue.
I like that.
What do you know?
I like that, Dan. Now, that's, there you that's go. Some, yeah. That's an attention to
now,
detail.
Now, that's something you're going to have to rewind to watch.
Somebody needs a raise.
Absolutely. Somebody said, what are you doing? We got to keep, we got to do this right here.
We got to clean this up.
Exactly.
I like what you did there. That was good stuff.
That was a great thing. That's why I told you. That's why I told you. That's why I'm here and you are there.
All right.
Yeah. All right. You know anything else?
No, that's it.
I think we did our job. It's time to go now. They're not paying us overtime here.
All right, let's go. But that's the fucking thing, dude. If you drop a toaster strudel on your bed, nobody's going to believe you. Nobody's going to believe you. You just got to wash the fucking sheet because no one's going to believe you dropped the toaster strudel. I don't like when you fucking hit record when I'm not aware, dude. We talked about this. Anyways, about Clue, we know
well, that's
stuff.
That's what you get for interrupting me.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm just excited, you know. It's almost Christmas. Santa's coming. There's all kind of stuff, you know.
Oh, boy. Santa Claus.
He's coming to take a shit in your chimney.
Santa Claus is coming to bang your mom.
Now, that would be interesting. Like, at this age, I don't even know if you'd be mad. You'd just be like, huh.
First of all, if Santa was real, all right, if this was a real fucking thing, you know how many fucking whores would be waiting for him with legs spread when he gets down the chimney? You'd think money's sexy.
You'd be trying all different magical kinds of shit to get him. You'd be like rolling up, like, you want to smoke, Santa? And you'd be like, I don't smoke. Next year you'd have like scotch.
Yeah, dude, I'm not going to forget. I remember one time. My little kid, right? You're playing Santa with little kids, right? And they're all asleep. Well, there was one time where the little fucker set up a phone secretly in the tree, right? Mm. And we did it at night, right? And after we were all done, something moved, like something like fell. We fell, and then we found the phone. But it stopped recording for like 15 minutes because phones weren't like that, you know, crazy yet. We're just like, you little fucking fucker. So it's like, it's to the point where we rewatched it and it was like, it was 15 minutes, like nothing popped up. So we just left it there.
That's magical.
And the excuse was like, oh, he's magical. You can't catch him.
Yeah.
I was like, you little fucking shit. You little bastard. You're smart like that. You kids now, you parents nowadays, you gotta watch out for them TikTok kid lives, people and webcams and all kinds of crap.
That's cool though. It's one of those things though too. Like even if you were like had your childhood like busted and broken, like when you were little or told too young, like if like a you know youngin comes up, 5-6 year old comes like, guess what Santa brought me? You're like, what did he bring you, dude? Because you're like light. Life kind of sucks as you become an adult, you know, like you don't believe in cool magical things. And like when a kid is so gassed up about like the tooth fairy brought me $20, you're like $20?
The fuck makes you so special?
Yeah. You're like, oh, man. You know, like you just it's really fun at that aspect.
Like, there's this video of this guy fucking up like his kid, like he did went to the tooth fairy. I guess he meant to give his kid like $10 or something, which is obviously outrageous for a tooth. I would never give a kid $10 for a tooth ever. He's like, Dad, the tooth fairy gave me $100. He's like, that's $10. It's 10. No, it's 20. And he gets up. He's like,
fuck! He actually gave him $100.
Oh, God.
You fucked up. You can't take it back at that point.
No.
No, unless you want to be a dick.
You done lost
I totally would have been a dick. Like, that's $90. Like, fuck you. Yeah. Well, I would have swapped it at the end. I don't know. But I'm not a parent, so I can't answer that question.
I'm going to hold your money, son, so you don't lose it. Next time you want to buy something, you just tell me what you need.
It's a good idea.
You get the whole 100.
That's a good idea.
That's how it works.
I like the way you think.
Then they get of age, and they're like, all right, I want to go get 2K. And you're like, oh, all right. They'll cash in at times, and then eventually you just hemorrhage money for them. But that's okay. That's what it's all about. That's what you have fun. After watching this, I'm going to buy like a newer game of Clue because, you know, I want to play this.
Yeah, I kind of want to play it now.
I do too. It would definitely be fun. Now, did you know that this came out and this is a British game, but everywhere but North America, this game is called Cluedo.
What?
Yeah, it's called Cluedo.
Cluedo?
Cluedo, like the planet, but, you know.
Why is it called Cluedo?
That's just what they named it, dog.
That's weird.
Yeah, that's just what it is. Well, there was even like a game show about it.
Well, there was?
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised there's not like a digital little indie game on this.
I'm sure there is.
Because you know they got like, you know, Uno and stuff you could play like online and stuff. You know what I mean?
Oh, I'm sure there is.
I don't know if there is. I don't know.
We'll see. I mean, we'll see if we do. I guess we're going to fucking plug it because we're going to figure it out.
There has to be some kind of online mobile Clue game or something that you can play with other people. There has to be. How is there not?
I like to play with people online.
This game is so fucking fun, man.
Yeah, dude. First off, you always want to guess. Man, Clue Classic Edition, dog. It's $5, though, but...
Okay.
It is on there. It is on there. It does look kind of cool.
There's not a free version? You got to pay $5?
$5, dog.
I don't know. That's really not a lot of money, honestly. I just hate paying for cell phone games.
Yeah, well, if I read it and there's not many ads because you pay that $5, then that's what's up.
Well, there shouldn't be any ads.
Yeah.
If you pay for a fuck game, there shouldn't be any ads. What the fuck?
Yeah. Well, we'll just do the old tangible version, put the board game out. Can we do that for a, you know, some kind of episode or do a video?
I guess, sure. We can do whatever you want, buddy.
Don't get too crazy, all right? Because we might go on a blimp and do it. Play a game of Clue on a blimp.
How many people in the world do you think have done that? I don't think anybody has. I don't think.
Probably somebody's spoiled son.
I don't think anybody has played Clue on a blimp.
Have you ever seen the inside of a blimp? If you guys haven't, look inside, like where the people drive. It's cool as shit. Like, after seeing one, and especially the new ones, bro, they're like a drone. Like, it's not like kind of like a drone. They're exactly like a drone. And you could fly it. No shit. Because it comes in softish. It's soft as hell, dude. Like, the way, if you see the same video that I did, it was the like the Goodyear blimp, and like the newer one. There's a really cool video. It's not very long, like 3 or 4 minutes. I was mind blown. So maybe we can figure out if they do tours, and we'll just go up there. Like, look, we're gonna play a couple games up there, so we know that we're at least the first at something.
Yeah. No shit.
I'm the first.
I think the Goodyear blimp is like the only blimp left in the world. I don't know of any other blimps. You never see a blimp besides the Goodyear blimp.
Well, you should be proud, kids.
I'm scared of blimps after whatever that big blimp disaster. You know that big blimp disaster?
Yeah, the Heidenberg or the Hindenburg.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I see, afterwards you could tell your kids something proud, like, you kids should be proud. Your dad's the only adult male who's masturbated through his pocket while playing Pokemon Gold inside a blimp.
I'll tell you what, if anybody takes a video of them in a blimp playing Clue before us, we will send you anything you want, any free piece of merchandise from our sloppy shop for free. How about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
You pick whatever item you want. I'll buy it for you. I will give it to you.
because you, sir or madam, are a fucking innovator. So I'm putting that out there. Think anybody will do it? Probably not.
Look how cool that picture looks. Look at this guy flying that thing.
Isn't it like hot air? Isn't it like a hot air balloon or something?
Yeah, there is hot air in there, but it's different how they do them now. Now they have like, they're different because they just essentially use like little drone things at the bottom of it to fucking hover them. And
oh.
So that's still there, the hull, but it's kind of, some of it's false. It's just for the sake of the blimp.
Oh, okay.
But yes, that was originally how it was.
I don't know why there are not a lot more blimps. Never really seen a blimp. Anyway, we're way off the map here. Let's go through a portal through another realm to another world and rate this movie on the world class, world one fan, you know, the fucking rating
thing. The thing.
Sloppy horror rating, baby, yeah!
Oh, welcome there. You are here in the world famous, one of a kind, world known sloppy horror podcast rating developed by the one and only Christian Ramey himself. This is a rating system that's based on a horror movie rating system, not a movie in general, so keep that in mind. Low score doesn't mean it's bad. High score doesn't mean it's good. It's just the score of the level of the horror movie that you want to get into. It's a perfect rating system. And how are we going to do this if you're unaware? We're going to do this in a series of four categories. Three of the categories worth 3 points. Last category is worth 1.4, a total of
10 points altogether.
Perfect. Well, let's get into the first category here in the Sloppy Horror Podcast rating, and that is casting.
Well, Mark, I think this is a beautifully cast movie. I think this would be the perfect example for a three.
Okay, so that's 3 out of 10 so far here on the Sloppy Horror Podcast rating. Let's get into the second category here in the Sloppy Horror Podcast rating, and that is kills.
Now, the kills aren't too brutal, but we do have quite a few, and they're very funny. So, like, we're going to, last week we did, like, a, you know, funny category instead of kills. So like we're still doing kills for this, but we can do it with the lens of comedy. So like instead of the kills being brutal, are they funny? So you know, I feel like we can fuck around and at least be a point for this movie because there's enough death that like half a point's at the bare minimum, but like I feel like it's at least a point, right? For death, like
yeah,
kills
it's,
alone.
It's at least a point because you have None of the kills really occur on screen, really.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you have somebody shot.
The telegram girl shot.
You did. It's true. You got two shootings. You got a stabbing. You got a strangling. And then you got, like, somebody getting beat with a lead pipe. Like, all right. But it's, they're TV deaths. They're, like, seriously, like, TV public deaths.
Like,
not even,
theater deaths.
Yeah. That's a good part of it. Yeah, theater deaths. They're not even TV deaths anymore because TV deaths are getting kind of brutal to the point.
Yeah, but, Glenn on The Walking Dead.
Yeah. So, but there's a good amount. And then, you know, that's half of the movie's based on is people dying. So, yeah, absolutely. I think that's well-deserved of a one through the comedy lens, too. Helps boost it up there. So that's 4 out of 10 so far here on the Sloppy Horror Podcast ratings. Get a third, final 3-point category here on the Sloppy Horror Podcast rating, and that is fear.
It's not very scary.
No, but it is. It does have creepy elements to it.
Mm-hmm.
It at least has that. And I remember being very, very young seeing this and kind of feeling a little bit creeped out at first, especially from the opening. Now, you're obviously not creeped out for long because you see that it's funny and all that stuff.
Very suspenseful in that sense, though. I do agree with you in the beginning.
Sure.
So what are you thinking, half a point for fear here?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I definitely agree
this
that it has elements.
This freaks somebody out as a kid.
I agree.
Not many people, but there's at least one person in the world.
You put this on for a bunch of kindergartners or first graders, they would probably laugh, but they would be like,
they'd be
on,
like,
on the
be
edge
like,
of their seat.
Oh, shit, what's going on here?
That's like Scooby-Doo.
I don't like, yeah.
Scooby-Doo-ish.
It is very Scooby-Doo-ish. It's the pure definition of it.
And Scooby-Doo freaked you out some when you were little. You ever watched an episode when you were real little? You're like, oh, shit.
Oh, there are some of them monsters that are not cool.
Yeah.
There's some of them that are just not cool. Oh. Especially in that, like, 1950s animation or wherever the fuck it came out, 60s. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
We'll do half a point for that. So that's 4.5 out of 10 so far here on the Sloppy Horror Podcast Rating. Let's get to the final 1 point category for half a point each here on the Sloppy Horror Podcast Rating, and that is rewatchability.
I'll watch this forever.
Yeah.
Until I die.
Oh, yeah.
So this is just one of those ones that it's hard to say no to. Very funny. And it's a, I don't mean to say it like that, but it is a filmy film, too. It's made by incredible people with incredible people in it. So, absolutely.
Yep. And the best part about this movie is obviously you remember a lot of it. Mm-hmm. You remember a lot of the parts of it. But if you don't watch it for a while, like go like a year or two without watching it, and then you watch it again, you get sucked into it, and mm-hmm. it's still funny, and then you get sucked into it, and you're like, I don't remember how this ends.
Yeah.
I didn't remember. When I was watching it again, I was like, I forget who the murderer was.
Yeah.
Then I remember that they did 3 alternate endings.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, still very entertaining, and it still keep you on your seat if you space it out correctly.
Yeah, dude. This is a must watch.
So that is total of 5.5 out of 10 for Clue here on the Sloppy Horror Podcast Rating. Right back up in your ass.
That's a good one.
Yep, we got another fucking notch in the belt up in that fucking colon. And it's there to stay, baby. Dude, there to stay.
This is good stuff, Mark. This is good stuff. I'm glad and I'm happy that you picked the first two movies. And
no, I picked the second and the third movie.
Stop yelling at me. All right, that's fine. You picked some movies.
Just get your information correct, buddy.
Oh, I'm trying really hard. Okay, so the next 2 weeks, they're going to be fun. We're going to do some stuff here that I think you guys should like. All right, first and foremost, let me just lay it out there what kind of movies we're going to be dealing with. We're going to get holiday related.
Oh, all boy. Right?
We're going to throw in a little Stephen King for you with maybe a little Tom Hanks. I don't know. Maybe. We're also going to sprinkle in a little Bradley Pitts. You know Bradley Pitts? You know about him?
I know Bradley Pitts.
He's an actor.
Yeah?
He's an actor. He did a movie that had a state, but it was spelled wrong. That's all I'm going to give you. So there's some fun stuff.
In a movie? Wow.
Mm-hmm. If you know, if you haven't seen that one, you're gonna love that one.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Oh, dude, it's gonna make you laugh, but it's also really good too, and it's not too long. It's
in
a good
one. State that's spelled wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's a lot of people that already knows what that is.
But kind of not though, like, which is cool too. It's a perfect one for this season. Because it's on the cusp, not like a full horror, but definitely, I don't know where else to fucking put it, though, kind of deal.
Okay.
Just right in there. I think you should really like that one. Some great actors in that one. But I would not say a lot of people know about it. And even if you look up Bradley Pitt's, like, IMBD, it's not going to be the first 5 movies that stand out at you. You're going to have to get a couple. It's kind of a sleeper, and I don't understand why, but we'll get to the bottom of it in this season. And I feel like, you know, you're listening to our words, you've made it this long, it's time to tell you guys, look here, we love you so much for your support, but if you want to really support the show, make sure that you guys are subscribed to the YouTube channel. Whether you're watching on there or not, it helps us out a lot. Make sure you guys are giving us ratings on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening. 5-star ratings definitely help us out. We definitely appreciate it. And not to mention, if you're trying to go a step further, looking for a fun way to support the show, we do some bonus episodes over at the Patreon. It's pretty cheap. It's cheap's $3 a month. Patreon.com/sloppyhorror. You can find that there. And also, we do have some merchandise if you want to rep and show the world that you are a sloppy horror as well. And all those descriptions, you can find them in our description, like all the links for those. So pretty easy to find. And I just want you guys to know we couldn't do this without you. We like to keep this show ad-free. And those little things that you guys do help us do so. So thank y'all. Thank y'all so much. I might slide down your fucking chimney. No, I won't. I'll just knock on the door. Say, hey, Merry Christmas. I'm here to sing songs. Ra 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 ra.
Do you want to go Christmas caroling and not sing Christmas songs in people's houses?
Yeah, just go, Holy Diver! The fuck is he doing? Well, they're in Christmas sweaters. They've been dressed like carolers.
We would not make it that far. We'd probably make it out of one neighborhood before the cops are called. Just one of those portable karaoke machines. Just do it.
Yeah, we should just try it.
I guess we should, I guess. Yeah. Ain't got nothing better to do, I guess.
And you never know. There might be a guy in there like, these guys are killing it. No need to look so afraid. And you just are, come on, look out. You're just coming in with those farts. These guys are kind of good. Honey, get the cookies. It becomes a new thing. We become viral.
Oh, man.
Honey, these two gay guys are on our porch. Let's go, Mark. This isn't what we thought it would be.
Oh, man.
Now, you know what we could do, and I've always wanted to do? If we get a really good snow, a really, really good snow, there is part of me that wants to make a snow fortress, all right? I do have a backyard for it. It would be cool. And I have children. I have child laborers I can put to work. And, you know, and we got totes. So this is easy. This isn't the old-fashioned, you know, wet mittens trying to roll a snowball here. No, we're packing up totes, bro. We can build a fortress. Like, if you had a good enough snow where you can do it, not like a dumb little snow where you're working too hard, but a massive one, I feel like you just have to. That'd be a lot of fun. You've seen those videos.
Yeah. Yeah.
You wouldn't engage in such activities?
Well, I've already done that.
I'm talking of crazy proportions, Doug. I'm talking like a castle.
Talking about engineering and shit involved?
Yeah. I mean, maybe we'll look up the blueprint, look up the floor plan, but we're pretty smart. You work construction. You know stuff. You can build houses.
I know. That's why I don't want to do it, because that's what I do for fucking work.
What if we got paintball guns and we shot at each other?
Okay.
See? And
I would take great joy out of shooting you with something.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't feel it. And if I shot you, you wouldn't feel it.
Oh, you ain't going to hit me, because I will be hitting you.
It's going to be like real life Fortnite.
You can't aim.
Oh, I will. I will.
Your aim is off.
I got the shot.
You ain't got the shot.
I do. I got a good shot.
You got no shot.
I do. I got 20-20.
You're busted.
I got it.
You're busted.
Well, you're going to go down. I'm sorry.
I don't think so.
You're going to... Well, one thing I can assure... We're going to film it if we build fortresses and shoot at each other with paintball guns.
Yeah, we'll just do a time lapse or something.
I think it would be fun. The only problem is you got to keep all the neighborhood kids out, because once they see such a cool establishment is built, you can't keep them out.
That's what the paintball guns are for.
Good point.
Yeah.
They make like mines and stuff now, dude. Like paintball mines.
Paintball mines?
Mines, bro.
How the fuck do they do that?
You step on it and you're just a different
you just
color.
Get blasted.
Yeah, you're just.
No, they don't.
Yeah, dude.
That's amazing.
I know.
I've never been paintballing before. I think it would be fun.
It is. And honestly, if you've got on like a hoodie and more, like you're not feeling really.
Yeah,
anything.
Because they're not shooting you point blank.
And wear a mask. Like you're too old to like not wear something on your eyes. Like
no, dude, I'm not getting blasted in the face with a paintball.
Yeah,
no, I'm wearing a mask. Besides, the mask looks cool anyway.
It does. It
makes you feel like you're fucking in it.
Like from me to you right now, bearskin. Yeah, it would hurt like a bitch. But like from the distances you truly generally shoot people from, you don't even feel that shit.
No.
It's just, it's more of an excitement, too, because you're trying to, like, not get hit, and you're like, oh, yeah, I'm hit.
Paintball mine.
Yeah, I know, man. I got my son, a paintball pistol, so we need to get a little arsenal. I would do that.
Pop, pop, pop.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, that's great fun. That's great fun. Well, Hopefully you boys and girls are inspired to play a nice game of Clue after listening to this. Go back on some nostalgia, have a nice game night with your family or kids, or go online if you have no friends, like us.
Yeah.
And then play Clue and enjoy it. And then, you know what? Get set up for next week, because next week...
We're doing Guess Who.
That was a fun one, too. Unless you got stuck with one of the people with red hair. I don't know why they even put those in there.
You're dumb if you picked them.
Oh, no.
So it's an easy question right away.
That's the first question you ask. Does your person have red hair?
It's got glasses.
Ting, 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 ting. Yep. That's how it went. Ting, 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 ting. All right. You got two guesses now. Who the fuck is it? It's so stupid.
You're right, though, man.
I did.
There was two people with red hair.
I know. One was a guy and one was a girl. One of them had glasses. They think they both had glasses. I swear. The fuck? What kind of design flaw was that bullshit?
I like the Battleship. That one was fun.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I think they made that a movie, but that was, like, different.
Yeah, that's not like the board. Yeah, that's true.
Wasn't a game.
It was called Battleship, but it was not to the T like this was. I mean, this was to the T. This was to the T.
Yep, good stuff. Well, another fun episode in the books. We will be back with which episode? I don't know. I've given you clues, but you'll figure it out. All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.